In the New York Times best-selling book Bad Therapy, investigative journalist Abigail Schreier explores how the mental health industry has transformed the way we teach, treat, discipline, and even talk to our kids. She reveals in Bad Therapy that for most kids, mental health interventions have serious side effects and few proven benefits. Bad Therapy is a must-read for anyone questioning why our efforts to bolster America's kids, from therapy to social-emotional learning to gentle parenting, have backfired, and what it will take for parents to lead a turnaround. On sale now wherever books are sold.
Hello and welcome to The Bookmonger. I'm John J. Miller of National Review. Thanks for listening. This show is a production of National Review and a recording from the studio of WRFH, the campus radio station of Hillsdale College. Our guest is Scott Walter, author of Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. Scott, welcome to The Bookmonger.
Great to be with you, John.
What is Arabella Advisors and why did you want to write a whole book about it?
Well, Arabella Advisors is a for-profit Beltway Bandit consulting firm that has concocted for itself half a dozen nonprofits that in turn sponsor hundreds of these fake groups that look very grassroots style, secure Michigan elections, Floridians for a fair shake, all wonderful grassroots things, except actually they're just, you know, websites out of a DC Beltway Bandit firm. But they have billions of dollars that they take in, and they are extremely influential in our politics across pretty much every issue area you can name.
What's an example of a big success or achievement of Arabella Advisors?
Well, they launched two groups, one a 501c4, which is your sort of politicized nonprofit like the NRA or Democratic Socialists of America. They did one of those called Demand Justice, and then they did a C3, which is a charity like a think tank or whatnot, a matching pair of two nonprofits, Demand Justice and Fix the Court. And those two places have been around for several years now, and they have been pounding on the Supreme Court. If it's a nomination, they support the Democrats and attack the Republicans in a nomination fight, but they also just smear the court and call for court packing and ethics reform, quote unquote, which is just a way to delegitimize the court. And they've obviously made a lot of, had a lot of success. They get taken very seriously by places like the New York Times and the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Now, who are the people behind it? Who's paying for all this?
The money comes from virtually every left-wing foundation in America. So tons of money from Bill Gates and his foundation, from the Soros Foundation Network, and lots of other foundations you probably haven't heard of, including Pierre Omidyar, who's the top Never Trump funder. And they put in a typical year, roughly $2 billion a year.
Now, we might not approve of the left-wing nature of this political organization, but isn't this at some level just an example of Americans engaging in political debate and deliberation and using their own money to do it?
Well, you're right, John. I don't like to use the term dark money because, you know, the left invented that as a way to try to suppress conservative speech in politics. So on the one hand, it is supposed to be a free country where everybody gets to have his say, and obviously it takes money to have your say. At the same time, the main thing that upsets me is that we have easily been able to figure out what Arabella is doing, but usually, less so, you know, more and more of this is changing, but usually the mainstream media takes whatever an Arabella offshoot says totally at face value and calls them, you know, a nonpartisan nonprofit group, right? Instead of saying massively funded left-wing political operatives. So there needs to be a level playing field. If they're going to go after conservative groups like this with much less money, they ought to be going after and exposing the left-wing groups' operations as well.
So what is dark money? You use the term in the subtitle of your book, which is The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. What is, quote-unquote, dark money?
The term was coined back in 2010 by a left-wing group called the Sunlight Foundation. And originally, it just meant money going into those 501c4 nonprofits like the NRA and Democratic Socialists of America. The term now is broadened so that it doesn't even hardly have a strict definition, but it basically means money that is being spent by one entity, but it originally probably came from somebody or something else. So you don't, money that's being spent in politics where you're not quite sure where the money originated.
Is that a problem? I'm wondering a little bit about donor privacy. Should Americans be allowed to donate to political causes in private?
Well, that's a very easy answer. Absolutely, yes. Privacy is for citizens. Transparency is for government. And the leading constitutional law case in this comes from 1950s Alabama, back when Bull Connor and the other bigots of a certain political party were trying to crush the NAACP, which is a nonprofit organization. And the case went all the way to the Supreme Court, NAACP v. Alabama, and the Supreme Court emphatically said that Americans have a right to associate with each other for purposes like the NAACP's and to receive donations and have that remain private. This is no less important in our day because there are certainly ugly mobs and extremists across the political spectrum that endanger anybody trying to speak in politics.
Do conservatives have anything similar? Of course, there are conservative foundations. I assume there are conservative billionaires. Is there a competing group to Arabella Advisors?
First thing to say is that there isn't anything on the conservative side that is remotely as big and as powerful as Arabella. However, there are, of course, there are no shortage of C3 charities and C4 political nonprofits that engage in these kinds of activities. Leonard Leo very publicly and clearly, citing our research on Arabella, he reorganized his nonprofit network to operate somewhat similarly to Arabella, although with vastly less money. Leonard Leo is best known for his role in helping conservative justices and judges over the years.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
What role do you think Arabella Advisors will play this year for the 2024 elections at all levels?
A full answer would take us an hour or two, but a couple of highlights I would point to. One thing that is arguably the most disturbing is they are mixed up in efforts to have private groups funding and interacting with your local government election offices. The so-called Zuck Bucks from 2020, that kind of effort is still underway. It's evolved a bit. And from the beginning, Arabella was mixed up in it. Zuckerberg gave over $400 million to that, but Arabella gave $25 million to the 2020 Zuck Bucks efforts. And in the same groups doing the same kinds of things, Arabella is engaged in that. Another huge thing that they're involved in is state ballot initiatives across the country. They're one of the biggest funders of that. They're also just plain old funders in, you know, Senate and House races as well.
The concluding chapter of your new book on Arabella asks a question in its title, which is this, quote, "Can the Arabella problem be solved?" unquote. So, Scott, my question to you is, can it be solved and how?
As you know, John, there are no final solutions in politics, and people who claim to have them are really dangerous. However, it is absolutely true that the mainstream media could become better educated on this so they don't fall for the scams. And that's beginning to happen. The New York Times, Politico, The Atlantic. A lot of places are now being less naive about this and reporting more on it. Another thing that I'd really like to see is legislation at the federal level that would say some of these things that the charity parts of Arabella are doing just can't be done. Like, you can't, if you're a charity, you cannot try to fund election offices, government election offices, or you can't fund voter registration because that's not the role of charities. That's not properly a role for charities. And then state attorneys general could investigate what Arabella is doing in their state because they're supposed to be overseeing the nonprofit world in their state.
It seems like one part of the solution has to be conservatives stepping up and creating their own organizations to fight back and engage in politics this way as well. Is that true?
I think that's very reasonable. I mean, again, we've seen some of the more sharp conservative folks involved in politics trying to learn these lessons. Yes.
One more question, Scott. You are the president of the Capital Research Center, and its work is at the heart of this book. Tell us briefly, what is the Capital Research Center, and how can listeners learn more about it?
You're totally right about the book. The beginning of my acknowledgments makes crystal clear, this is Capital Research's book, not my book. I could never have done this on my own, and I owe huge debts to my colleagues. Capital Research Center is 4 decades old, and this is what we've been doing. We've been following special interests, especially foundations, especially quote-unquote charities, and especially tracking their money and seeing how they engage in politics for 4 decades. We're the ones who found Arabella. Nobody would have heard of it or been talking about it had one of my colleagues not uncovered it. And if people want to know more, you can go to capitalresearch.org and sign up for a weekly newsletter that'll have our highlights of the week's research. We also run the site influencewatch.org. That is essentially a Wikipedia of the left. I just warn you, if you start on it, you'll spend hours. But it's a great resource.
The author is Scott Walter. The book is Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. Scott, thanks for joining us on The Bookmonger.
Great to be here, John.
Thanks to all of you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please take a minute to leave a review. Your reviews help new listeners discover us, and that helps us keep this show going. We'll be back next week with an episode of The Bookmonger.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.